A School Comes Home by Renata Hopkins. Waimarie. Liam. Amelia. Flynn. Zoe. Quinn.
My favorite thing is all the space in the classrooms.
I like the football field. We've got all weather turf.
It's so nice to know we're here for good.
These students are talking about their new school, Te Reikura Redcliffs. Their new school is also a very old school. There has been a Redcliffe school in Christchurch for more than 100 years. But in 2011, earthquakes made the school buildings unsafe. The students had to move out, and it was 9 years before the school was rebuilt and students were able to return. For a long time, the school community thought that this might never happen. The earthquake. The story begins on the 22nd of February 2011. At 12:51 p.m., a powerful earthquake struck. Parts of the cliffs behind the school fell down. Rosie Jerram, who was in Year 7 in 2011, remembers that day. I was eating lunch when the shaking started. You could hear the cliffs starting to collapse. Then a dust cloud came towards us really fast. We ran towards the field, but the cliffs behind the field started falling too, so we ran towards the road to get away. When the shaking stopped, everyone came together. The kids were pretty upset, but the teachers were so kind. Rosie remembers that parents started to arrive soon after. Some were wearing wet clothes. The only way they could get to the school was to wade through the water of the nearby estuary because the road bridge was damaged. Moving around. The students had to stay home for the next few weeks, while some areas of the school were fenced off and some classrooms were moved further away from the cliffs. But then, in June, soon after they had returned to school, there were more strong earthquakes. It was too risky to use the school anymore. For the next few months, classes were held in all sorts of places, including parents' homes and a church hall. For a while, the school was able to use some rooms at Sumner School. Rosie says she learned a lot from that time. You never knew what might happen tomorrow. It showed us that things can change, but still be okay. Finally, in September 2011, Redcliffe School was invited to share the Van Ash Deaf Education Centre in Sumner. That meant the students could all be together again, but lots of them missed going to their own local school. They looked forward to the day they could move back to Redcliffe's. Bad news. In 2015, the Redcliffe's community got another shock. They found out that the government had decided to close the school for good because the earthquake had caused so much damage. Amelia, who was in Year 3 then, remembers when her mum told her the news. My sister and I just burst into tears. There had been a school in the Redcliffe's area for so long that many people felt it was the heart of their community. One of the parents, Andrea Wiley, explains why. It came down to what it means to be a Kiwi kid, growing up with your neighbours and walking or scootering to school with them. Taking action. A lot of people in the community wanted to save the school. They held meetings to decide what to do. They wanted everyone to know what was happening and how they felt about it. One part of their plan was to make signs and have a big march. 3,000 people turned up. They carried signs saying, "No closure," and "Save Redcliffe School," and wore t-shirts that said, "Ready to return." They knew that short messages are a good way to get an idea across, because they are easy to understand and they show up well in photographs and on television. People also put "Ready to return" signs on their fences. Next, the school sent hundreds of postcards to the government. The students wrote messages on the postcards explaining why they wanted to keep their school. A petition, a list of names of people who agree with an idea, was also started. The Redcliffe's petition was signed by around 7,500 people. Good news! In 2016, the government was due to make another decision about the school. Liam, who was in year four then, remembers waiting to hear the news. We didn't do much work that day because everyone was nervous. The teachers got us together in the gym to tell us what was going to happen. "Some of the teachers were crying when they came in," adds Amelia. "We didn't know if they were happy tears or sad tears. Luckily, they were happy ones. The government had decided that the school would be reopened." More decisions. However, there were still more decisions to make. Many people thought the old school grounds would be unsafe and that a new school should be built somewhere else. Someone suggested the idea of a land swap. The new school could be built at one of the parks in Redcliffe's, and the old school grounds could be turned into a park. Some people liked this idea, but others weren't sure. The Ministry of Education and the Christchurch City Council listened to everyone. A few students went to council meetings to share their feelings about their school too. At last, in September 2017, it was decided that the land swap could go ahead. A new school, Te Reikura Redcliffe's. It took 3 years to build the new school. While it was being built, local iwi worked with the school community on ways to remember and celebrate the important history of the Redcliffe's area. Two local hapu, Te Hapu o Ngāti Whiki and Ngai Tuahuriri, gifted the school a new name, Te Reikura Redcliffe's. Te Reikura means red, glowing headlands. They also gifted names for the school buildings and learning spaces. Worth the wait. At the opening of the new school, lots of people came to celebrate. Even Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. There were hugs, songs, and more happy tears. The school was home again, after 9 long years. The students agree it was worth the wait.
It's amazing. I love it.
I feel really proud that we got here.
And lucky.
Timeline. February 2011. A large earthquake causes parts of the cliffs behind Redcliffe School to collapse. The school is closed. March 2011. The school reopens. June 2011. There are more strong earthquakes. More rocks fall, and the school is declared unsafe. Classes move off-site. September 2011. Redcliffe School moves to the Van Ash Deaf Education Centre. They share this school for the next 9 years. November 2015. The Minister of Education, Hekia Parata, announces that Redcliffe School may be closed. 2015 to 2016. The school and the Redcliffe community work together to try and save the school. July 2016. The school learns it won't be shut down. September 2017. A decision is made to build the new school at Redcliffe Park. 2017 to 2020. The new school is designed and built. 22nd of June 2020. Students move into their brand new school, Te Reikura Redcliffe's.